Now hear further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. And when he was near, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, Oh, that thou hast known, even thou, and indeed in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace. But now they are hidden from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, and thine enemies shall cast a rampart around thee, and shall surround thee, and shall beset thee on every side, and shall lay thee level with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee stone upon stone, because thou knew not the time of thy visitation. Reading further from the work Heaven and Hell, portion of number 288 and 289. Innocence and peace walk hand in hand. This is because every good of heaven is from innocence, and every delight of that good is from peace. Innocence and peace are conjoined like good and its delight, for good is felt by means of its delight, and delight is known from its good. As divine peace comes into existence from the conjunction of the Lord with heaven, and specifically from the conjunction of the good and truth with any one angel, so when the angels are in a state of love, they are in a state of peace. For then, with them, good is conjoined to truth. This is true also of man who is being regenerated. As soon as, in his case, a conjunction of good and truth comes about, which takes place especially after temptations, he comes into a state of delight from heavenly peace. This peace may be likened to morning or dawn in springtime, when the night being past, with the rising of the sun, all things of the earth begin to live anew. The fragrance of growing vegetation is spread abroad as a result of the dew that descends from heaven, and the mild vernal temperatures gives fertility to the ground and imparts pleasure to the minds of men. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.